this morning, the title of my message is Don't Give Up. And what God placed on my heart is there was times in my life that I felt I did give up. I gave up. But this morning, and I had to write it down, and it's, now is not the time nor hour to throw in the towel. Not now, while there is still breath in your lungs, while there is still walk in your stride, while there is still sprint in your run. Now is not the time nor the hour to give up. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your kids. Don't give up on yourself. And don't give up on God. And the verse that I'm basing this on as I move on to a different chapter in the Bible is out of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And I've asked Ben to follow with me. I've got this in three different versions, starting with this one. Let's not get tired of doing good, because in time we will have a harvest if we read that bottom three words just with me. One, two, three. Don't give up. Next version. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we, those four words, do not give up. Last one. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, just the right time, just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing. If we, those three words again, church, please, don't give up. And so Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 to 9, it's where God comes to Joshua and he says, just as I was with Moses, just as I was with Moses, I walked with Moses, I talked with Moses, just as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. But this wasn't to say to Joshua, you have to be like Moses. This wasn't to say to Joshua, you have to lead like Moses. This wasn't to say to Joshua, you have to pray like Moses. But this was, if I was with Moses, you can rest assured, I'm going to be with you, Joshua. 2020 comes, and I'm here to remind everyone, just as he was with us in 2019, he's going to still be with us moving forward into 2020. But what you did last year was last year. What we did last month was last month. What we did last 2 weeks ago was last 2 weeks ago. But if we want to continue to move forward in the things of God, for what God has in store for us coming in and entering in to 2020, then this is what God wants to say. Just as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. But these words that speaks out to me in the following verses is, I'll read it. Yeah. Don't give up. Don't give up. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people. Be strong and very courageous. And then in verse 9, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. In other words, don't give up. It was so important that when God came to Joshua to speak this into his life, it was because of what he was about to face. You are about to face some things. When you go into 2020, you are about to face some things, and these things try and take you out. Take out your marriage. Take out your siblings. But we are not to give up. If Joshua knew what was to come, I believe he would have run away, but he didn't know what to come. But he could rest assured on the word that God was giving him and the season that he was in before he entered into a new chapter, into a new season, into the new year, was be courageous, be strong and very courageous. And be strong how? Be strong in the word. Be strong in your prayer life. Be strong in your faith. Courageous how? That you can be scared, but don't let the scared take you out. That even when fear, amen, tries to creep up on you and get you when you didn't, or when you least expect it, amen, it's to still do it scared, still do it nervous, still do it when you don't feel like doing it. Like, I don't feel like always coming to church. Like, I don't feel like always worshiping. I don't feel like I want to pray. But what do? I do it anyway. I do it anyway. I do it anyway. Am I making some sense this morning, church? Hallelujah. And so we can set these goals, but I like what the host was talking about today, that our eyes need to be fixed on Jesus. That's that little story about the glass of water. It does. What happens when your focus is on Christ? Amen. Whatever's happening over here, you don't see it. Whatever's happening to my left, I don't see it. Whatever's happening at work, I don't see it. Whatever they're talking about at work, I don't hear it. It's so long as my focus is here. But what happens when my focus is here? I hear God more clear. Amen. That even though there's gossip over here and I'm moving into the gossip, I'm close to this gossip, what comes out of my mouth is not gossip, but the word of God. And if the word of God is coming out of my mouth and they're all gossiping, I can change the gossip into something else. I can change the course of the conversation because of what comes out of my mouth. Amen. Fair enough. If I walk away and they continue to do that, that's on them. Amen, church. Because we are called to be what? The salt and the light. To be the salt and the light of the earth. So I'm going to move into the chapter that God's placed on my spirit this morning. And everyone knows this. It's a real familiar story. Amen. Even like the one we studied this morning in John chapter 5. Hallelujah. Can you bring that up for us, please? Amen. I'm just going to start reading. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding. I like the King James Version, and it says she had an issue of blood, because we can face issues, and there's going to be issues that await us, issues that we didn't see coming. But amen. Hallelujah. But Jesus is still with us. God is with us the same way he was with Moses, the same way he was with Joshua. He's still going to be with us in 2020. Hallelujah. Subject to bleeding for 12 years, she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and has spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, I like to underline that if I could, yet instead of getting better, amen. What are you trying, right? Like, what source are we drawing from that instead of getting better, gets worse? Who are we turning to today that instead of getting better, it's getting worse? Who are we listening to instead of getting better, it's getting worse? Because sometimes, is it possible that the advice that we're taking from people, amen, is only causing the situation we're in, only causing what's happening around us worse than getting better? And this is 12 years of turning to doctors. And praise God for doctors, amen. They study 4 years before they even, you know, are used in that area. And it's just, I don't see it as the easiest thing to do, studying medicine. But at the same time, church, when they come with the final diagnosis, when they come with the final word over what's happened, what they see with their eyes, amen, it's still up to us whether we accept it to be the truth over your life or not. Hallelujah. And so when I calculated or Googled what 12 years is, that's 4,380 days that this woman walked around with this issue. This woman walked around with this issue. This morning, we studied about a man who was in the same place. He was in the same place. He was in the same place for 38 years. Amen. And every year, as this man was sitting there, he was crippled, he was paralyzed. And so it was fair to say that, yeah, you know, he couldn't help himself. Okay, he couldn't help himself. But over 38 years, he couldn't help himself. 38 years, he was in the same place. The Bible tells us how, and it's very detailed and specific, that if this was the pool right here, he was only this far away, church. He was only this far away from his blessing, this far away from his healing, this far away from his restoration. This is how far he was from getting to where he could receive his healing. But what happens when Jesus walks up to him and asks him the question, do you want to get healed? The first thing that came out of his mouth was this: every time someone else, every time someone else gets in the way, someone else jumps in front of me. Anytime I try, but someone else. And straight away what I see is he shifted the blame. Are we shifting the blame as to why we are where we are today? And I get it. We all struggle. I get it. We all have hardship. But are we shifting the blame as to why you're in the same place 2019 that you were in 2018? And if we're moving into 2020, I pray we don't have no more excuses, church. We can't say in 2020, this time next year, looking back and go, well, I'm still here because that's just the way I am. Or I'm still here because my mom wasn't there. My dad always got angry. And we always want to shift this blame. Like this man was saying, well, I tried to, but every time I did, but someone got in the way. Someone got in the way. Then what did Jesus say? Get up. Get up. Get up. Now, this was the turning point for him, because he could have either stayed down and not received it. This morning, if I was to say, get up, church, what would that mean in your season right now? What would that mean in your life right now to get up? Would that mean I've got to get up and pray, or I've got to get up and get to work on time? Or what would that mean for us? And so Jesus would say, get up, and the Bible tells us immediately restored strength. Amen, wherever it was paralyzed. I mean, he didn't have to wait another 38 years. He didn't even have to wait 38 days. He didn't have to wait 38 seconds. He got up immediately, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Who wants an immediate blessing? Who wants an immediate breakthrough? Amen. But if God is saying, get up, what are we doing, church? Right where you are, you can get up. Right where you are, you don't have to wait for some angel to come every year, once a year, to stir the water so that you can get in. And now we don't have to shift the blame. No more pointing fingers. It's no one else's fault why I'm here. Amen. I could have said to my cousin, well, you're the reason why I was a drunk. You're the reason why I was an addict. Amen. But it's not on him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so this woman, she tried everything she could get her hands on. She spent all her money, all her energy. It's funny that, because sometimes that's what happens with us. We want to try everything else before we try God. We try everything else, everything we can get our hands on, everything we can get a hold of, everything we can get a grip of before we turn to God. And that's cool. If that's you this morning and you've tried everything, what, did it work? Come and ask me. Come and talk to me. Because I feel like I was the one that tried everything else before I went to God. But you know what? The God that I know about, this Jesus who came and he changed my life, and he's still changing it now, because I'm still a process. I'm still a progress in work. Amen, church. I haven't reached it yet. I haven't got there yet. But one thing that I do that Paul said was that I push ahead. I keep moving forward. I don't look it behind me and allow the things that pull me back to continue to hold me down. But I continue to move forward where my eyes are fixed, because of where my focus is. Can I get a good amen this morning? And so she tried everything. And maybe you're sitting here and it hasn't been 12 years, praise God. It hasn't been 38 years, praise God. Because you don't want to after 38 years and look at my life and go, oh man, what have I done with it? Because today can be the day that you can give your life, recommit to Christ, and move forward in your life. 2020 can be a different year for you. Amen. No more looking back and going, wow, I should have done this better. I should have done that better. No regrets. What's done is done. Amen. Because God can still take the bad. God can still take the negative. God can take all the rubbish. Amen. For his glory, become a message. For his glory, it becomes a testimony where you can tell people about how God came into your life and changed it in Jesus' name. And then she tried everything, yet instead of getting worse, or getting better, she grew worse. And so I start to, as I read this, I'm hearing the desperation in this woman. Let's keep moving, please. When she heard about Jesus, and that's one reason why we come to church. That's why we gather like this on a Sunday, on the Sunday morning from 9:30. It's so that we can hear the word. Hallelujah. And if you know that scripture in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it reads this, so then faith cometh by hearing what? And hearing by the word of God. And what God shows me is we all have this faith tank that needs to be filled. But how is it to be filled? By the hearing of the word of God. But imagine if you're not here at church, are you at home and you still hear the word? So you can jump on podcasts, you can jump on YouTube, you can jump online, amen, and still, like a river, get a feeding from Holy Spirit through the words of the different pastors. Oh, amen. Just the other week, sitting down with Pastor Noka, did you know that Pastor Noka for some time now, for I believe for years, has always had and still has a heart for his community, his culture. Amen. Didn't know how this was going to come about. Long story short, he gets an avenue through the broadcast of a radio station just down the road, where he's speaking now on the airways. Not just in Australia, in New South Wales, but this can be heard in Queensland, and he doesn't even have to leave Sydney. So he's in,
where's that?
Moorebank. He's in Moorebank, and he's been doing this for the last 2 weeks, amen, where God would hear his cry, God would hear his prayer, and use him, hallelujah. Now on the Salmon Radio, if you want to know about that, you can get a link off him, he'll send it to your phone, hallelujah. And he's speaking to many about Jesus. And so faith, where people tune into the word of God, it doesn't matter where you're at in life, but when you tune into the word of God, you might be low in your faith levels, hallelujah, but by hearing the word of God, it will fill your faith level up. I pray every time you come to church or you get around the word of God, even in your time, that the word would inspire you to move forward, I never seen where the word of God would move you backwards. I haven't seen that. And I don't believe that that's what happens when you get in the word of God. God will never move you backwards. Hallelujah. You talk about backsliding, all that. That's your choice. That was my choice. Hallelujah. But anytime I get in the word of God, it's just to move me forward, move my marriage forward, move my kids forward, move my family forward, move my household forward. Anytime I get in the word of God, it always moves me forward. But it doesn't always make sense. Amen? It doesn't always make sense. Got this saying that the Lord put on my spirit, it's faith functions best when it don't make sense. Amen? If you knew what the next chapter of your life looked like, if you knew what the next step that you were about to take was going to get you into, amen, good or bad, would you still take it? But where the faith functions best, where it don't make sense, you're a total reliance of God. You're like, Lord, I don't know what this looks like. I don't know how this is going to feel, but I'm going to marry him anyway. I don't know how this is going to end up, but I'm going to marry her anyway. If when my wife went to marry me, on the day that we got married, she said, one job. You have one job. Don't turn up drunk. What did I do? Turned up not sober. One job. She goes to her, I can share this. My wife's not here. Nah. She goes to her dad. No. We open like this. She goes to her dad and she says, Dad, I don't know if I can marry that guy. And all he says was this, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. And on that, she was able to trust dad's word. You know, just the other day, she says to me, anyone can say anything to my daughter. I have six of them. Anyone can say anything to my daughters, but what you say, because you're her dad, you're their dad, is what they will take and receive and hold on to. Amen. What about our kids today? Hallelujah. What are they receiving from us and holding on to us, from us? The word of God, the truth of God. If it's correction, it's still correction in love. Hallelujah. If it's discipline, it's still discipline in love. Amen. But that's what they hold on to. Yeah. That's what they're taking from us. And that wherever they go, I got a 16-year-old. Any 16-year-olds in here? Amen. Pray for you right now. She sometimes has to travel on train. She sometimes has to go to training in Mount Jewel, training over here, there. I'm praying like at home. I'm praying like, oh my gosh. Well, someone come and ask for a number. She better tell me. But more than that, more importantly than that, it's I'm praying at home. We can't be everywhere our kids are. I mean, you only got to talk to our grandparents, our moms and dads who now have grandkids. You know, that what they were saying to us back then makes sense now as a parent. And just yesterday, my brother was going, oh man, if only we listened to mom and dad instantly. I'm like, only if you listened. I listened. Ask Jay. Not all the time. Nah. Hallelujah. And so that faith comes by hearing. You can be the faith that someone hears in your environment. You can be the faith that someone hears in your environment. And so if faith functions best when it don't make sense, you don't have to know what the next step looks like. I mean, praise God, you don't have to, because that saying, if God knows my tomorrow, I just trust God. Amen. Because he knows my... No, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but God holds my tomorrows. We'll keep moving. Hallelujah. Got 5 minutes. Immediately her bleeding stopped and she felt at her body that she was freed from her suffering. And once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him, he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You know the story. There's a crowd following Christ. Not just a crowd following him, but Jesus is on the way to Jairus' house. Amen. He's not even here. It's not even about this woman. But this woman makes it about Jesus. Get that. He's on the way to the house. He's on his way to Kmart. He's on his way to heal this house over here. But he wasn't there for this girl. But what I love about this woman was she was determined. Amen. She had that attitude like, I ain't going to give up even though it's been 12 years. I ain't going to give up even though it's been 5 years. I ain't going to give up even though it's been one day. I'm not going to give up on Christ. She comes in from behind, because if you know anything about the tradition of that time, then her having this issue made her unclean. There's some issues that make us unclean. There's some issues that make us unworthy. There's some issues, but Christ, amen, would make you holy again, would make you whole again. And so here she comes, and she's coming. She's sneaking in. She doesn't care that Jesus doesn't see her, but as she comes from behind, the Bible says from behind, she only has to touch. It was her faith to herself that she started to speak, even before she arrived, that I'm going to get healed. I've heard that Jesus can heal. I've heard the truth about how Christ can heal the lame and heal the blind and heal the deaf. And this is her. She said, I just need to touch his garment. I just need to touch his clothing. He doesn't even have to speak to me. He doesn't even have to turn to me. But if I can just touch him a little bit, the Bible says she was healed. But this is what Jesus does. And in closing, I'm going to use this to close on. Next verse, please, Ben. And yet you ask, one more. 32. But Jesus kept looking around. Hallelujah. I'm going to close at this point. Thank you. She comes, she gets her blessing. You're here today, you receive your blessing. Anytime you get close to Jesus, you only have to touch him. Get close to Jesus, you only have to believe him. Get close to Jesus, amen, and you only have to rely on him. You can get a breakthrough this morning. You can get a prayer answered this morning. You can have what you've been believing for. Have it in the name of Jesus this morning, whether it's healing, restoration, you can have that this morning, church. There's no doubt about it. But this is what I love. What God showed me is Jesus kept looking around for her now. She came looking for Jesus because Jesus was going somewhere else. He had an appointment somewhere else. But the second that she touched him, he turns around looking for her. Amen. One thing that Jesus won't do before you leave this morning is he won't just let you leave with a healing without knowing the healer. He won't let you leave with a blessing without knowing the blesser. Because the thing about Jesus is, more importantly than your breakthrough, is a relationship with him. Amen. A relationship with him. Please stand with me. And the Bible says, as crowded as it was, because it wasn't as if Jesus didn't know, or, you know, he was suffering from blindness or not hearing. Like, he knew there was people all around, crowds all around. He knew this. But he didn't want her just to leave with a breakthrough and not knowing him. The Bible says when he asked the question, she was still close enough to hear what he was saying to his disciples. But the Bible is specific. He kept looking for her. He kept looking for her. I came to remind some people this morning, he's still looking for you. Amen. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He's still looking for you. And he just asked, who touched me? Who's been praying for me for a breakthrough? Who's been trusting me and feel like I haven't heard them? Maybe that's us this morning, where we don't know or unsure if God's heard my prayer. Has God heard me? Can God see me? Jesus will turn around. He will come. And the Bible says, with fear, she trembles and falls at his feet and tells him this whole story 12 years ago, I was outcasted. 12 years ago, I couldn't enter the city because of this issue that I had. And maybe we feel like sometimes we can't enter the presence of God because of an issue we have. But this morning, Jesus has turned around and he kept looking for her the same way he's still looking for you and I to have this relationship with us. And she comes back, tells the story. Then what does he say? Your faith has made you well. This morning, church, I want to put it back in your court. It's your faith that makes you well. And if faith is an area that we feel like it doesn't make sense, that's a good place to be. Hallelujah. But what happens when you put your faith in Christ and in this relationship with God is that as God, amen, journeys with you and you with God, as you walk with God, as you build great people, as you live lives on purpose, church, like the vision of this church, God will reveal things. That's where we get that word revelation. He reveals secret things on his heart and impress them onto yours. Things start to make sense. Where you lost your joy, he can restore the loss of your joy. Where things used to be so cool, I used to love doing this, I used to love hanging out at church, but I don't know what's happened. Is it something that's got in the way of my vision? I pray your vision this year going into 2020, first of all, you have one. get a vision, church. Amen. Without a vision, the Bible tells us my people perish. Or they go off restraint, or they just go off the tracks. But when we have a vision in front of us, something to aim for, something to look towards, hallelujah. And if it be God, then God will bring it to fruition. With every eye closed, I'm just going to let worship team worship this morning. And with your eyes closed, just worship God. Hallelujah. And just allow this time to, amen, just soak the Spirit. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom in this house. Amen. And as our worship team leads us into a place of worship where it's just you and God, it's just you and God, it's just you and God. Reflect on the year gone. But more than that, church, as we move forward, we enter into a new year. Hallelujah. I pray, name of Jesus, we don't give up. Worship's not finished this morning, church, but I do. You know, we got some young ones in the house this morning. And to our young ones, I want to invite you. I want to pray with you. If this word has spoken to you in any shape, way, or form, to our young ones, if you want prayer, if you want to believe bigger and better for 2020, then I invite you to come forward. I invite you to come to the front. I invite you to take the next step moving forward. Hallelujah. Receive your blessing this morning. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you're the person who's gone away and you feel like, oh, this issue got away. That issue, if that's you this morning, and this is to the young and old, you can receive a blessing this morning, a breakthrough this morning, a healing this morning. In Jesus' name, right where you are, I want you to pray with me. And Malachi is going to repeat after me. Hallelujah. Dear Jesus, forgive me for my sin.
Forgive me for my sin.
Forgive me for my wrongdoing.
Forgive me for my wrongdoing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That when you died on the cross, paid for the penalty of my sins and my wrongdoing. This morning, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you, Jesus, are the Son of God. You died on the cross, but 3 days later, you rose again. I invite you into my heart to be my Lord and my Savior, and I will follow you the rest of my days. In Jesus' name.